Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Booth.
Wasagucci.
Guys, I look like the Washington R Words mascot right now. I'm sunburnt to fuck.
Yeah, you are. You're extra red. That's all I'll say.
Extra red skinned?
Extra red skinned. Yes,
you got
sir.
It, bro.
Yes, it's very sir. Racist. Well, he is.
I mean,
he literally has red skin.
You know is what you call racist? A cheap circumcision?
No.
A ripoff. What's good, bros?
God.
We're ready for it today.
Wow.
That's rough.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we have Matt on the podcast.
That's right.
Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone.
What's up, Gucci, Matt?
You know, just living the dream, loving the COVID.
That's right.
Masks, no masks. Who knows?
We're all in each other's personal space. So if one of us has COVID, we're all going to die.
That's true.
Definitely.
I heard someone say they were going to do a citizen's arrest on someone else in a 7-Eleven while I was in Norman this weekend. I didn't tell you all about that.
No, really?
How bad is life going that you're in 7-Eleven?
I know, right? They have.
Were you in Lawton?
They have nicotine
pouches.
Or you were
in the city?
Which I was
one?
In Norman.
Okay.
Norman, Oklahoma. Okay. I went to 7-Eleven with my brother.
Okay.
A guy walks in with no mask. Guy behind the counter is very pro-mask, and he said, put your mask on. Guy without mask says no. Guy with mask says, I have every right to do a citizen's arrest on you and call 911.
Wow.
That's interesting. Here's my only so I'm
it was already mandated by the mayor of Oklahoma City, though, so he is breaking
the
law.
Well, and in Norman, so yes.
Well, yes, that's what I meant. Yeah.
So,
sorry.
My only issue is I'm very pro-mask, but the one thing I don't like about wearing a mask is when I smile, I squint. So anytime someone says something nice to me, it makes it look like I'm doing a really shitty Asian impression to them.
Oh, me too.
So they're like, oh, have a nice day. I'm like, you too. And they're like, bitch, I'm Korean. What are you doing? Just full squint eyes? No, it's a real fucking problem.
Yeah, I feel you. I agree. I do the same thing.
When you squint? Yeah.
And when I smile.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm pro or anti them or whatever. I'm just like indifferent about the mask. Like the government says wear a mask, wear a stinking mask.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. That's where I am. I'm not like my mom who's so anti mask. She thinks the whole we're communists now. And
I mean, I wear a seatbelt.
Well, the thing is, if it's the law, if it's literally the law,
that's cool, bro.
Just follow the law.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. They passed it. That is what it is.
It is what it is. It got voted on.
I think it's really fucked up that I can't just have sex with whoever I want immediately. I can't just be like, you're the one, because there's fucking laws against it, man.
It's true.
If I'm stronger than you, I should be able to hold you down, Aaron, by your fucking shoulders and let you know what's up.
Why did you use me as an example?
I don't know, but I'm not really sure where this is headed.
Real?
What is that?
You got them cheeks out the back, son. I know what I'm looking at. I know what
appreciate
I know
that.
What I'm about.
Appreciate that, man. Oh, so what's on the dock? Are we doing any football?
No, we're not talking about fucking football at all.
No
right
football.
Now. This is another therapy session. Remember the last time Matt was here was one of our top episodes.
That's
because
right.
Because all I did was fucking talk about myself, which
okay.
is indicative of how much you give to this podcast, Aaron.
I appreciate that.
You were also going to take any, you know, call-ins, text messages at all of any kind for how to get Josh a girl.
Yes.
So that hotline is now open. So
yeah.
anyone
we posted
listening
on Craigslist a lot, and we did not get the kind of reaction we were hoping for.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes out there, bro.
There's lots of dudes. You could always go that route, Josh. Yeah. But anybody that has any potential mate for
at this
Josh,
point, we're accepting cross-dressers. We've gone that far.
He likes Dwight Howard,
yeah.
So he's going to like the
God.
Tranny vibe. Railing dudes that look like girls, sort of.
Yeah.
Almost.
Railing dudes that look like girls that can still bench more than him.
Yeah. It's not a very big dude, though, let's be honest.
Oh, like, no. semi-thick. Is that right?
Schmedia.
Schmedia.
Yeah.
Schmedium.
So, make
Schmedia.
Your submissions. We'll get it to Josh, see what happens.
Yeah, drop them in the Facebook Messenger, and we'll get going on that.
Drop pictures.
Here, I do have one sports question. It's not football.
Okay.
Who's winning the NBA championship bubble year 2020?
That's not a question.
No, Laker homer.
That's
fan
not a
pick.
Question.
Who are you picking, Nigel?
You want to know what I really
You can
want?
Say the Lakers.
In my heart of heart, I do think the Lakers will win, but in my heart of hearts, if the perfect thing happens.
The Thunder.
The Thunder come through just to
only
eliminate the Lakers and then
go
immediately get swept.
Go home.
And immediately get swept.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
Listen, I agree. I think the Lakers are going to win also.
Yeah.
But I think...
the odds are in their favor.
The odds are forever in their favor.
Yeah.
But I think the Bucks have a chance.
The Bucks definitely have a chance.
And so do the Clippers.
The Clippers are the interesting one because
they're the only ones I think that could beat the Lakers.
You know why the Lakers are in trouble more than they would have been is Avery Bradley chose to not come play with them.
And that's the only person on the whole team that plays defense.
Correct. He was the defender.
Hey, but we got Caruso. Is that his name?
Well,
Caruso?
And you got J.R. Smith who doesn't understand
the
shot clocks.
Oh, give it to J.R. in the last seconds. Give it to him. He's going to dunk it.
Yeah, but he'll need a three-pointer. That's the problem with JR. He will dunk it, but he needed 3 points.
Yeah, everyone won't defend and then he'll him. Look he at, doesn't understand why no one's defending him as he drives down the
right
lane.
The basket.
He's going to chest bump Braun, and Braun's like, what? You fucked up.
Yeah, we lost by one, asshole.
We needed 3 points to tie.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't disagree
with
that,
I can't believe
actually.
That LeBron would ever let him on his team again after the crazy memes.
I was really surprised. JR really...
What's happening?
JR just follows LeBron wherever he's going. That's pretty much it.
That's true.
It's because LeBron's teams don't even have to pay him real money. They just give him a truckload of Hennessy and he shows up. It's just like James Harden. They don't even pay James Harden real cash. They just go, here's a fucking gift card to the nearest strip club.
Hey, there we go. A gift card with the own credit card.
He's just swiping them now. You know those tap to pays? You can't tell me that there ain't strippers with that like inserted in them. You can't tell me that.
Oh, that's sick.
That would be
that's
intense.
Nasty.
Tap to pay strippers.
Oh, bro, what if the receipt came out of them too?
The like, other end, though. The other end, though.
They don't come out of where you tap. They come out of the back.
Oh man. Well,
so wait, hold on, time out. You're saying official pick Aaron is Lakers.
1,000%.
And Nigel, official pick. You got to call it right now.
I'm going to probably say the Bucks just because I fucking hate the Lakers.
I'm going to call the Clippers.
Really?
I'm taking the Clippers.
The Clippers, are
they're the only team that can beat the Lakers in the West.
And I think if they get through the Lakers in the West, they're going to win.
Here's the thing. I think the Thunder can beat the Lakers. I just don't think they will beat the Lakers.
I think the Thunder had a really good thing going until the pandemic, and it's going to be hard to get it back.
The Thunder are one of the – you know what the Thunder really reminded me of? Of very similar to, like, a Spurs team of the past. Everyone did really well.
It's all
well.
Team ball.
Yeah, exactly.
It's team ball.
What was sort of annoying is I was fully prepared to not give two shits about the Thunder this year.
You know what? I've always fucking hated Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah, agreed.
That he made me like him a little bit this year, and I fucking hate him more for making me like him now.
No, he didn't make me like him. I don't like the Thunder, so.
Just because you're sitting right here by us, Josh, who is your official pick for the NBA title? Mm-hmm. He's going Lakers.
Wow. Yeah,
that's right.
The Orlando Magic aren't even in it, bro.
The Heat.
That's interesting.
That's not a bad one. It's a sleeper.
You're a Heat fan. Makes sense.
So you're saying
Heat.
Were you
a Heat fan pre-LeBron? Okay.
Yeah, he was. He
you're
was.
You're a Wade guy, aren't
he
you?
Was.
I get you. That's
so we got two homer picks. We got an independent pick of the Bucks. And you are who?
The Clippers.
The Clippers. That's an independent pick too, right?
Yeah, I'm a Thunder fan. Yeah. I'm thinking the Clippers
you're
will.
You're a Thunder fan?
Yeah. I would vehemently give up every chance at winning a title as a Thunder fan if it meant we could always beat the Spurs in the playoffs and we could always beat the Lakers in the playoffs.
I hate the Spurs so hard.
I respect the Spurs, but I hate the Spurs. It's like the Patriots. I respect them, but fuck them.
Nah. Nah, I don't respect the Patriots. I respect Tommy, but that's about it.
But he's the best Patriot.
He's the Patriot.
Okay, so that's it. I respect the player.
Yeah.
I do not respect
the player. Oh, hey, I know we said we weren't super talking about sports, but what do you think Cam's going to do? Y'all might have talked about this a little bit
before.
No,
we haven't.
What do you think Cam is going to do as a Patriot?
No, we did. I take that back. We did.
It opens up the playbook more, and it gives Josh McDaniels a chance to really use what he can do. Because Josh McDaniels is the same guy who got a head coaching job in Denver and drafted Tim Tebow. And when Tim Tebow went on his little run, everything was great. And then they fired him that year. That Tim Tebow like took him to the playoff, beat the Steelers on that weird... Completed 4 passes all game, still beat the Steelers in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Got rid of him that next year. Tebow did whatever Tebow did after that. But my thing is, if Josh McDaniels can make Tebow a winning quarterback, what can he do with Cam? You know what I mean?
Like
athletically.
Like I said before on the pod, I think it's going to make Cam become more of a pocket passer, which is going to keep him healthy. Because if he starts scrambling, he's not going to be healthy. So as long as he stays healthy, Patriots are good to go. They're at least a playoff bound team.
Do you buy all the videos that he's been posting about how he's dialed in?
I don't believe any workout videos preseason.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Me neither. We're all on the same page.
I will say my biggest fear, did you see Mike McCarthy when he was the head coach at Green Bay, the running back Eddie Lacy, how he literally got so fat he was out of the NFL as one of the better running backs? Ezekiel Elliott is his running back now. He's already thick as shit. My biggest fear is Ezekiel Elliott's going to get diabetes and out of the NFL within 3 seasons under Mike McCarthy.
He's not even going to be able to complete his contract because he got fatter.
They're going
to
be like, Jesus, son, what are you eating? He goes, straight cake every day, cake and ice cream.
Cake and mac and cheese.
Just feed him.
Oh, God.
Just feed him. Let's see what happens.
That's the problem. Let's see what happens. He's like, feed me.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Hey, Jerome Bettis made a career doing it.
Let's see what happens. That's all I'm saying.
He was fat, too.
Let's see what happens.
It's hard to tackle a fat guy who can run.
Yeah. You remember, what was his name, Jacobs?
Agreed. Brandon Jacobs wasn't fat.
Brandon Jacobs?
He was a giant. He was 6'2 as a running back.
That's true.
That's insane.
But he was pretty thick, though.
Oh, he was still a big boy, but I'm saying at 6'2", most running backs are tiny.
That's true. Under 6 foot, most of them. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because usually if you're taller than that in any kind of athlete, you're like a tight end.
I saw a podcast that put Zeke outside.
You saw a podcast?
Yeah, it was on, it was on ESPN.
Okay, cool.
And they put him. Try to make me look like an ass. They do video these too, you know. So, but anyway, they put him outside of the top five of running backs in the NFL.
There's a lot of people that are doing
bullshit.
It.
Bullshit.
Here's the thing: they're just doing that because they're so goddamn bored at this point. They have nothing to talk about.
They're
so
just trying to make people.
They're trying to make
uproar.
Controversy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. Did what did you do this weekend?
Well, I got off early on a Thursday from working with you, and then I helped a lady move her whole apartment. Let me talk to this person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of helping fucking people move.
I was
going to
say,
the
last two times I've been here, that's what you talked about.
This is the third moving story since I've been around. So the lady across from us where it's moving, I agreed when I had no job that I would help her move. And I was hoping she forgot about it because it's been like a month. I've got a job, and she's like, two days before, she's like, hey, so when are you available to help me move? I'm like, ah, fuck. She remembered. So I was like, I'll be home at like 5 o'clock, or I get off at 5, I'll be home at like 5:30. I can start helping you move, 5:45 or so. She goes, okay, great. Get off work early because my tasks are done. There's not really anything left for me to do. Aaron's a nice boss. I go home thinking I've got at least an hour to chill out and relax a minute, except she's standing outside when I pull up and is like waving me in, and I'm like, ah, fuck.
Backing you in, like guiding you into your space.
So I take care of the dogs, let them go outside real quick, switch into workout clothes, and I'm like, hell, here we go. Open the back of the moving truck, shit's empty. She's moved nothing so far. She's had this truck all fucking day. She didn't even start putting shit in the truck. This is where it gets really pissy. I open the door to help. Nothing's even in boxes. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And she goes, also, everyone else who said they were going to help canceled. And I was like, cool.
Oh, no.
So I get this burning sensation in the middle of my heart that usually leads to murder. And so I took this stupid truck, and I'm like slamming the washing machine onto the hand truck. I'm like dragging the shit out. I'm not pulling shit out of the wall. I'm just like grabbing stuff and throwing it in there.
Ripping the hoses off the wall.
Yeah, I'm so fucking mad. And I put all this heavy shit in there. And
is it finally, just literally you and this lady?
Yeah. And then finally, another guy comes and helps. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I'll help out. It's fine. I'm like, cool, we got all the heavy shit. We fit as much as we can in this truck. And then everyone's doing this weird, like, standing around waiting to figure out how much more stuff we can fit in these cars. And I was like, I don't want to be here all day. Close this shit up. We drive to her new house, which is just like a mile and a half away. First of all, this house is nice as fuck. Like, she could have afforded some goddamn movers. Why am I doing this shit for nothing? No pizza, no beer, nothing. Get to this house. I'm like, all right, what we're doing, and I'm talking to the guy. I was like, we're going to take all the heavy shit out. We're going to put all the light stuff that's in the way in her fucking garage floor. I don't care. Put all the heavy shit where it goes, and then we're going home because it's hot as fuck. I don't want to deal with this. Trills. Pull it out, throw all the shit kind of where it goes. Don't hook fuck all up. I was like, if you need it, here's YouTube tutorials, because I'm not.
There it is.
I was like, I'm not
YouTube
about to do all this.
Solves all the things.
So get it all out. I'm drenched in sweat, and I'm just like, fuck this.
Sounds like a fun weekend, though.
Well, that was the start.
That was the start.
So Friday, we go.
There's more.
We go on a float trip down at the Illinois River here.
Hey, I've never done that.
Oh, it's awesome.
Is it fun?
Wide as fuck. Listen.
Like what, you just drink beer, sit in a tube, and float down the river?
Exactly.
Not
with your friends.
So how does that work, though? Like, do you tie off a little bit so you don't float far from each other?
No, so you stick together pretty close. Like, if you start close together, you stick together. And it's like a raft. It's not just a tube.
Oh, so it's not like personal tubes.
No, you can fit like 8 people on a raft if you do it right.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Oh, it's a good size raft. Okay. But so my job was to drive there and drive back. But I also brought a good amount of adult beverages with me. So we get in the water. I'm prepared. I've got my water socks on. There's a fanny pack. My virginity is attached.
Hold on. Wait, you said water socks.
So
like nothing.
They're like water shoes.
And a fanny pack?
And a fanny pack.
You had both on at the same time?
Yeah, because I'm not having sex with anybody.
Okay, good. I was going to say, yeah, you sealed the deal.
Yeah. No, I knew what I was doing.
Fanny pack and water socks.
So we get the boat. With
You're not even having sex with your wife if you're one of those.
I'm not having sex with myself. Even my hand's like, nah, we're good, fam.
Pamela's like, see you later. Yeah, I'm not interested.
I've got better things to do.
I will jack someone else
off.
Yeah,
exactly right. So... And it's weird, too, because, like, we go with a total of 9 people. That's 9 of us total. It's 2 rafts.
I was just about to say, who was swimming then? But you got two rafts.
Yeah, you got 2 rafts. Okay. So the problem is...
Who's walking down the river. Yeah.
Guys, you look like you're having a blast. Throw me a beer.
This is our friend Anchor, just dragging him behind.
Tie him off.
So, like, I don't know the couples that we're with very well. It's all the girls that went to pharmacy school together that are friends. I know our friend Jess, well, their husbands, too.
Okay, I got it.
I don't really know them very well, though, so I don't know what to expect. So I'm like, I'm going to get liquored up fast as fuck because I need to get drunk now so I can be sober to drive home.
Makes sense.
So in the first, 4 minutes, I was 5 beers in. I mean, just glug, 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 glug. Next, glug, 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 glug. Next, I outdrank the whole boat before we get to the first, corner. And everyone's like... This guy might have a fucking problem. Like, I can see the judgmental looks.
There's an alcoholic on the phone.
Yeah. They were like,
make sure he doesn't fall in the water.
So, I'm feeling real good at this point. I'm paddling. I'm doing my thing. But I'm not the only one getting drunk. Everyone else is just at a much slower pace. Because my point was to get drunk as fast as I can and then slow down all for the rest of the day. Everyone else is building up to this point. Another husband on the group, we'll call him Rick, was drunk as shit.
Is that his actual name?
Ricky's real name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll call him. The way your facial expression went, I was like, that has to be his real name. So we'll call him his name.
The other raft at this point is more sober and has a total of 3 people, which means I'm in control of rowing with 6 people on my raft, none of whom are helping. And then Rick is like, I'll help you row. Don't even worry about it. Sits up facing the wrong fucking way, facing me, and just starts paddling. And I'm
towards
like,
you.
Towards me.
So y'all are going against each other.
So he's like, so I'm having to counter paddle him and steer this boat because he's drunk. He's also a personal trainer. So he's in shape. Yes. So it's not like he's tiring out anytime soon. So I'm just watching this guy and I'm like, hey, go that way. And then he turns around and he starts leading and he's just paddling, but he's just paddling consistently. It doesn't matter. So I can't turn this thing. We're hitting every fucking obstacle in the river at this point. And he's like, I don't know what's going on. And I was like, I kind of fucking do. Like, it's so fucking annoying. And then eventually, so the whole unspoken thing is, the reason why we're having this is because one of her friends is leaving. She has a job in Connecticut. She's dating a boy, yeah, from the cookout, this white boy, fucking white trash Baker Mayfield. No one likes him.
Oh, yeah, I remember
the
cookout.
Didn't give you the ribs.
Right, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
The guy at the parents' house, and it was like, come over to my house. Yeah.
No one likes him. Okay, yeah. No one likes him. And no one can say anything to the girl. It's just, it is what it is. They've been together too long.
She's moving to Connecticut with this guy?
Yes.
Sweet.
So he's already doing this whole, I'm a sugar baby because that's my sugar mama. Like, a little too well. Like, I do it, and it's hilarious, but now I have a job, so, I'm the main provider of my family. Actually, it's not the breadwinner anymore. Pharmacist or not, fuck off. Like, you don't make that much money. I'm making a couple dollars an hour now. Like, I'm killing it.
And we hired John for, $5 an hour, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
15 hours a week?
What do they call that?
$5, 15 hours a week. You are winning some bread up in this bitch.
Straight cash.
Just enough to get that new fanny pack and water socks.
Hey, Gucci fanny pack.
Now. It isn't. Now. Please tell me it's not.
No.
Oh, now it is because
it
of
will
your,
be because of my
your
new job.
Okay. Yeah. Print some t-shirts.
I'm going to go into debt
for
it.
Get a Gucci fanny pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to go into extreme debt for this fanny pack that I'm
not
going to use.
That's good.
But he's drunk. Ricky is drunk. And within, I don't know, 3 feet away from these people, he goes, when are we going to save her from this fucking nightmare?
And oh, he says that in the raft.
They know. They're standing right next to him. And I'm like, everyone's like, bro, shut the fuck up. And he goes, no, for real. It's serious. And we're like, shut up, Ricky.
What's the girl do? What'd she say?
Nothing. She didn't. She never figured it out. She never figured out that we were talking about the two of them.
That's good, at least.
Did he not figure it out?
No, he's dumb as shit. He's literally retarded.
So he is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I don't understand it because she is a brilliant girl. Not even just in pharmacy. She's brilliant on her own. And she's dating the dumbest person I've ever met. And I'm like, the dick has got to be 9.5 inches. Like, I don't know what the fuck he's providing. Because it's not money. It's not intelligence. It's not great conversation.
It's so, got to be a cock.
It has to be. There's nothing else left on the checklist.
There's not.
He just stood up in the raft and grabbed his dick and just like shook it a little bit.
See, but that's the thing, is I don't feel though, because it doesn't radiate that big BDE.
Oh.
If there's no radiate.
Because I radiate DDE, dad dick energy. I don't have a kid, but I definitely that's have a dad dick. It is interesting.
That's the energy you emit?
Yeah, dude.
Dad dick?
I am a cargo shorts and a Hawaiian shirt away from being
baby.
A great dad.
Yeah,
with I'm not going to have a fucking kid.
You don't have a Hawaiian shirt already?
Are y'all not having kids?
No, we're not.
Choice or... Is this too deep for a podcast?
No, this
like,
is,
I kind of forgot
absolutely.
There's a microphone.
No, I'm firing live...
We're actually recording this now.
I'm firing live rounds. I'm just missing the range as often as possible, if you know what I'm saying.
But purposely.
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't want any fucking kids.
So if you wanted a tight grouping in the middle of that bullseye, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll cry, yeah.
But y'all just don't want a baby?
No babies here. We're selfish. We like money.
No, honestly... It's hard. Babies are tough.
She also, my wife also doesn't have natural mothering skills. It doesn't come naturally to her. Like, she gets a baby, she's like, the fuck do I do with this piece of shit?
In case anyone's wondering, she is sitting right here.
And I'm very... And
I'm not going to lie, though. I've seen her with a dog. I don't know about a baby.
Oh, that's a shot across the bow here.
But here's my thing.
She's nodding.
She's agreeing.
But that's the thing. It's like, I'm very, like, I'm very
patient
and forgiving.
Oh, wait, hold on. What does that mean? Like, what do you do? You just let the dog shit everywhere and you don't care? Like, what? I don't understand.
No.
Well, then what do you mean by you? What'd you see?
It's just very aggressive. Very,
Well, that was my childhood.
Yeah.
And look at me, I came
out
perfect.
Bev was just, you know, grabbing you by the ankle.
Yeah, Matt was like,
Pastor
I want
Bev
vaccines.
And
she was
Pastor
like,
Bev.
Fucking no!
Yeah.
Slapping him out.
Pastor Bev was very good to me. Except for, I shake a little bit when I see her still. I'm 36.
The beatings, white flashes, the... Yeah.
One time, true story. I was in a tree I was not supposed to be in. This was my childhood in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
My mom left to go to work. And what do you do when your mom goes to work? You do the things you're not allowed to do in your mom's home.
Yeah, you go through the closet and find your dad's porn stash.
Exactly,
yeah,
stuff like that. So, anyway.
Jared having a porn stash.
Oh, yeah, my youth pastor dad. I don't think he had a who, hell, who, I don't know. So, anyway, I wasn't supposed to play in this one particular oak tree because there's barbed wire around it. My mom was all freaked out that I'm incompetent to know where the barbed wire was. Turns out she might have been a little bit right, but that's not the story. She leaves. It was the best climbing tree we had. So I climb out, boom, I'm in the tree. While I look down the road, I can still see where my mom is. She must have forgot her purse, her key, or glasses or something. I don't know. So she turns around, and I'm like, oh, shit. I got to get out of this tree. Well, I'm climbing down the tree, and I fall.
In a hurry.
Yeah, and I fall.
Yeah, and you get hit by that barbed wire.
Literally still have a scar on my head. I hit my head on the barbed wire fence.
But you wouldn't have fallen if you weren't in a hurry.
True. So it's mom's fault.
Yeah,
bitch.
Is her fault.
So
first of all, she said don't climb it, which means you gotta climb it.
Yeah, what a
two,
bitch.
Two, she came back. Not your fault again.
And she came out there
careful.
All Bible word of faith in me, like the Lord says you need to have faith and not bleed, son. So
like,
don't you bleed, thou
you
shalt not.
You were just
not.
Looking for your crown
like,
of thorns,
mom,
bro.
I know. That's what I was doing. Give me some nucks, man. I just nucked you so hard right
I
here.
Really hope Bev doesn't listen to this podcast ever.
Yeah, don't.
I love Bev.
No, that's not her name. Her name is Margie. Margie Smitherson.
Yeah, Marge Smitherson, or son. I don't know.
Anyway, that's not even the whole thing. So my mom is notorious for spanking us with fly swatters.
Mm.
Also, trimmers.
Shit.
Don't like to kill flies to this day. when I hold it, I still shake again.
The PTSD.
I have the shakes when it comes
real.
To Pastor Bev. Pastor Margie. So she comes outside waving the damn fly swatter. And I'm walking up the hill crying, bleeding on my face.
Yeah.
Literal.
That's not good enough.
Literal. No. You know what she does? You shouldn't have been in that tree. I told you that's not the tree. Whack, whack, whack. Spanks me so hard. This is a true story. I wish my siblings were here to tell the truth. Spanks me so hard. I'm bleeding from the from the face, right, coming down my head, face, blood. But my mom doesn't care about that. I was disobeying her Pastor Bev orders. She spanks me so hard that it's whelp, whelp of the fly swatter, and then whelp, whelp of the wire, because the fly swatter rubber flew off of the fly swatter. But she still kept spanking me because I had to get my certain amount of licks. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, guys.
No, it's cool. That's what this is. This is the therapy.
I need a damn fanny pack and some water socks and someone to masturbate me because their hands weren't masturbating themselves.
We can float the river whenever.
Sorry. Okay, got it off my chest. Man, apparently I've been burying that shit. It just came out.
This is therapy session. This is what
I did randomly see. No one else saw it, and it really upset me that no one else saw it. But as we were finishing, there was a group of drunk older people in the middle of the river. And one of them whipped out her fat titty.
No.
And another younger, much younger dude was sucking on it out of nowhere.
No.
And I was like, I had the horrified look, and I was looking at everyone else, and no one else was looking at it. And I'm like.
But you can't, like, point it out verbally. Because they're right there, but
I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm like screaming. Like, I'm like internally screaming, and no one else is getting it. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? I was like, y'all didn't see that nasty titty.
So I still am interested in the logistics of the trip. Like, how long does it take to float the river?
We started at, like. 10:30-ish
a.m. Do you see his nose?
Yeah.
It takes that long.
10:30-ish a.m. and we got done at like 6 p.m.
How many miles?
We stopped. It's 12 miles. But you stop along the way at like the little like riverbanks and stuff and you just hang out and drink. And we threw a football for a long time. We talked a lot of shit. I made a lot of jokes at everyone else's expenses. I was roasting the fuck out of
people. Who'd you throw a football with? I thought everybody was
They
drunk.
Brought a football. Yeah.
And we how many drunk. People are out there? Like, is it like crowded?
It's not... It's not, like, barge-to-barge crowded. There are people out there, though, for sure.
And is the water, like, grossly hot?
No, not at all.
It's cool.
It's nice and cool, and because it's moving, it's not super dirty. It's not, like you can see fish in it.
So it's a pleasant experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not overly crowded.
No.
What's the cost?
$30 for 12 miles.
That ain't bad.
Not per person. All. But what's the half? There's a half.
Yeah,
half
it's $27.
Right?
The 6 miles.
6 miles for $27.
$3 for 6 more miles.
That's why everyone does the full trip. We're like, yeah, fuck the short trip. So we've always done the full trip.
That is the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, and that's including the tube and the whole deal.
Yeah. You just hang out. I mean, you got to bring your own like food and beverages, but that's not a big deal.
That's cool.
I've always wanted to go. We should plan that shit out.
Yeah, we
legitimately.
Need to.
Like,
maybe we could do that as
a podcast
a fantasy,
float trip.
Not even that.
A fantasy.
You don't
group.
Want your wife to go, do you?
No, she can go.
Okay.
That's cool.
Your kids can't come.
No. No.
Okay.
Are you out of your mind?
I was
going
like,
to take a whole tube by herself.
Yeah.
Because we have to have toys and all that other stuff to keep everybody else.
You would look so hardcore cool if you rolled up to a 12-mile tubing excursion with your damn car full of toys.
With a basket full of toys.
And I can just see the white, thick, like, sun, like you know, the sun.
Oh, yeah. And a bucket. And a bucket hat.
On me?
No, just, like, as a dad. Like, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
that's
the tourists
that's
and the flip-flops.
Needed.
Oh, I did need it.
Yeah, you need
it. I will
that.
Say, you think this is bad? 2 days ago, I looked like I should have been in a burn ward. I just healed really fast.
Hey,
from
I
burns.
Saw him yesterday. Whoa.
Did you, like, not do anything?
Never
did. He doesn't believe in it.
Don't believe in sunblock. If skin cancer's what takes me out, come
so
on, bro.
Be it.
Yeah. They'll have a cure for cancer by then.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Are you a lake guy? Do you like the lake? Like watercraft sports and things?
That's you.
So
I know you are.
Yeah.
I started out going that route.
I ran a boat last weekend.
Did you really?
I started out going that route, and then the other people that are like that turned me off of it real fast.
Mm. You don't like the culture?
I don't like being the only person there that can read. That's a pretty good start.
But they, like, wave at you. You know, it's pleasant.
They, like, wave at you, and you're just like, man, those two look like brother and sister. And then they start kissing, and you're like, oh, they are brother and sister. And you're like, oh, I get it.
Only
and
if you go just, to a lake in Arkansas.
I mean, the Lawton Lakes were really rough for...
What are you doing there with your can?
I wanted to make sure I got in the mic.
Yeah, that was the longest light. Can open I have ever watched in my life.
I was waiting for a pause. So I
Me and Nigel
really
are talking. Good
it.
Luck with
yeah.
that. Just open
true.
It.
This is a full-ass event, and you're over here just popping cans.
I'm just trying to be involved in the podcast. You always say I disappear.
Yeah.
So I want people to know that I am here.
By popping cans.
By popping cans. I drink Monster on the
open.
Podcast, and I yell, Wasaguchi, and that's what I fucking do.
Oh, I sign off.
Oh, that's true. You do.
I sign off.
I've given you that too. So that's you start
right.
it and you end it, and the whole
somewhere in there, I pop a can.
So you know what it is? This is a podcast sandwich, and I'm all the meat and the filling and anything that's worth a damn, and you're the crispy bread at each end.
I'm the nice baguette or the cheddar croissant. Yeah, I'll give myself that.
You're giving yourself that much credit?
Yeah, cheddar croissant. I'll take that.
You're like the fucking heels of Wonder Bread. Get the fuck out of here.
No. When you hear the podcast open, it's like, okay, that was nice.
Wonder Bread.
And then you're eating all the delicious meat. At the end, when you run out of meat, you just have like that little bit of bread left.
Is it weird that when I listen back to it, I listen to the opening like tunes? Because I'm like, damn, that's a fucking fat beat.
Yeah,
and I hear, what? And I skip 10 seconds.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad you have your one thing, though.
Yeah,
I mean, hold on to it. Cool. White knuckle the hell out of that Gucci line.
It's in my grip real
Everybody
firm.
Has to have their one thing.
Real firm.
This dude is the Little John of podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
He's got one set of catchphrases, and
that's
he's out.
That's it. Yeah, that's okay, cool. Though. I'll take it. Little John makes bank.
I will say, you guys share some of the words.
Oh, hey, actually.
What?
Yeah.
What's a Gucci?
Yeah.
So I rented a boat last weekend and took my kids camping. Mm-hmm. Like legit fun. Camping. Not this bullshit.
So
camping.
No plastics involved, I'm glad to hear.
Well, no, there's plastics, definitely.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So.
Rule breaker.
So we go camping, but I'm talking like with tents and we cook our food in the fire.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The whole thing. Camping. Yeah. Not that lake house bullshit that some people do, you know. I'm pointing at Aaron here.
Excuse me for living a life of luxury. Continue.
I also make my daughter put her phone down, and I buy my kids disposable cameras. So
yes.
I handed them a disposable camera.
They know what
they
it was.
Had no idea what to do. I was like, roll the wheel.
Is it fucked up? Because the first thing I thought about doing is buy the disposable cameras. Can't wait for them to develop that shit.
Well, that's what I told them. My daughter was having she's 11.
Yeah.
She was having the hardest concept of, you take the picture, then you have to wait and see if it's good.
Yeah.
Like, there's edit button on this. And you can't be like,
there's
let's take it again.
Yeah.
No, there's none of
it. So what dollar store did you have to go to find a fucking disposable
camera? Actually,
they
have them at Walmart still.
Whoa.
There's a whole section
of
Fujifilm. And they also sell like underwater ones and stuff.
Yeah. I have one of those unopened.
Yeah. There's some.
You have an unopened water camera?
I'm saving it for a
and we're camping.
Underwater?
Yeah.
Like what?
Saving it?
I don't know.
For
I'm
the
not
lake?
Positive yet.
I feel
I'm
like
saving
just,
it.
I feel like you're
that's
just gonna
the
get
point.
Bored one night and be in a fucking bathtub.
Well, didn't you go
if
to
that's
the beach?
What happens?
Didn't you go to the beach for like an anniversary or something?
The reason I actually got it was our honeymoon. This was
y'all nasty, bro.
6 years ago, yeah,
y'all
almost
about to
seven.
Do some water sports.
No, I wanted. I thought we might be going like snorkeling a little bit, and
I
thought, we were in Jamaica. I thought, okay, let's grab the water camera
and smoke some weed.
I wanted to. We couldn't find any. It's
in Jamaica.
It's technically it's technically illegal there. The country, it's illegal. It's grown there, but you're not actually allowed to possess any of it. So it's very hard to find. It's weird. It's very hard to find. Unless you want to like ask somebody.
Bro,
hey.
All you had to do was go to the water and get some of that seaweed. What are you talking about?
Maybe.
Seaweed.
We didn't do any of that.
That's it. Roll it up and smoke it.
See what happens.
Yeah. Take a picture of it when you get it.
Yeah. That's what I could have done.
That's what you should have done.
That was a good one.
Go,
I like
take
that.
The picture, smoke your seaweed, and you'll just have to see what happens.
Maybe next time. I'll be there again. That's the best country
are you
to
going
visit
back?
Ever.
That's the best country to visit ever?
Jamaica? Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is.
I will say, I really enjoyed my mission trips to Mexico because I ate like a king for like $3.
Yeah, I wasn't so much the price as much
like
as everybody was so laid back. And I love me some Bob Marley. So everybody was playing Bob Marley.
You love Bob Marley?
Everywhere you go. I love reggae
I didn't know you,
music
I don't know that
so
you
much.
Listen to music. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never heard you listen to music.
You know what? When you said it, I tried to think if I've heard him listen to music. I haven't either.
No.
It's always a damn talk show.
What? No. Yeah. Well, I do like my podcast, but.
So.
I didn't even know if
you
knew music was a thing. Was
favorite
real.
Rapper is.
I know about
it's
reggae music.
It's still Lil Wayne.
It is.
His favorite
no,
rapper?
Well, I love
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, God.
Is that a good one?
No.
You like him?
Mm.
He's a rapper,
didn't
right?
Didn't he die? Who's the one that died?
No, he's the one that hates Eminem, right?
Who's the white one that died? There's another.
Mac Miller.
White. There we go.
I don't even listen to rap.
Oh, you like KJ5 too. Christian rap.
There's a lot of people that are not even going to catch that reference.
Well, that was a good one.
That's hilarious.
You're welcome.
That's hilarious. I like that. Yeah.
Hey, those of you that want good rap, go to Spotify, pull up KJ52, get your soul fed and your rap on. You know what I'm saying?
That was the pre-Toby Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
KJ52, he was the jam. Anyway, I was going somewhere with my story.
Is he not Christian?
He is, but he's black. KJ52 is white.
I literally swung for the fences. I had no fucking clue.
It was a good one. Okay. No, that was a good one.
I had no fucking clue.
McCray was actually decent.
Winter Jam?
Winter Jam.
Look,
there's no electronic dance music, Christian, or not. It's all the same.
That's what you should do. Oh, get into that Christian.
Pray for you.
Pray for you.
We'll pray for you.
You're supposed to come in with me with some words.
Listen, I've learned not to come in.
Call the church now.
911, call the church. Holy
wow. We went way off the rails.
Yeah, we did. Sorry. And so I went camping.
Back in it.
I bought them cameras. So it's 4 a.m. I'm sleeping in a tent. My son's loving life. My daughter loves camping. And their mom is anti-dirt or anything that's fun. Mm-hmm. So they enjoy going and camping. Well, anyway, we're sleeping that night. And I hear this, like, rattle sound over by the food and stuff. And I know raccoons are a thing, right? Yeah. So before we went to sleep.
Yes, they're real.
We went to sleep. And I know that they, like, pillage your campsite. But I thought it was only food that was like out.
Oh no, they're dig.
Bro, they're smart as hell.
Yeah.
They opened a zipper bag.
Yeah.
Oh.
A zipper cooler bag and took out the food, and I saw all the wrappers on the ground. So
I saw three fat raccoons just patting their belly and flipping you off.
So when I started hearing them, they were on the coolers, opening the cooler lids.
Yeah.
Like, what? So I get up out of my tent, and my nephew, he's like 20 years old. So me, him, and Parker were in a tent. We're right by the food. So we could hear everything, and I looked at Blake, and I was like, dude, what is that? So we get out. No lie, there is 4 raccoons at the site. 2 of them, 1 each on each cooler, like trying to pop that shit open. Yeah. Like jumping and pulling, and then one came on the ground and like pushed. I was like, these guys are smart. Like, do they have... What? This is like civilized raccooning.
They look like some hood rats stealing the tires off your fucking car.
So we saw all these like mud, all these mud marks from their paws and stuff, where they were obviously going for the handles
and
all this stuff. So I got there and we started yelling at them. I threw them some hot dogs because they had already chewed the bag open a little bit.
Yeah.
And I took a piss on them and I said, come eat these hot dogs, you fuckers. I was so dumb.
You pissed on the hot dogs?
Yeah, I threw the hot dog packet on
the
trail.
I thought you pissed on the animals, and I was like, that's some weird kinky shit that I didn't know I was into.
No, I had to pee, and they had the didn't know you're into. you're making me broaden my horizons, Matt.
Went
Thank
from raccoons to raincoons, you know what I'm saying?
Raincoons. Golden raincoons. I was just so mad, and I had to pee. I figured, you know what? Come eat these piss dogs, because I was so mad to have to be up fighting them off. We ended up putting everything in a truck.
Mm-hmm. Did they eat?
And then installed the truck, didn't they?
They stole the truck.
They hot wired the truck, and they took off.
Smart little bastards. Did they eat the piss dogs, though? That's my
they
question.
They ate the piss dogs, because the wrapper was there, but the dogs were gone.
Man.
Anyway, I felt some vindication.
So you didn't,
like
take them out
piss.
Of the package.
No, yeah. I opened the package and pissed in the package. And
no,
threw
but you threw the whole package. Like, you didn't throw, like, dogs out.
No. I put the piss-filled package in the walkway they were coming up.
And they loved it.
Yeah, they just took it out. It was, like, dipped, you know. They probably liked it.
There was pickled hot dogs, bro.
It's like a Vienna sausage when it comes out of that water in the can.
Exactly. That's what it was like. So
you would eat that.
I knew they would get into trash.
I love me some Vienna sausages. I'm nasty. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You like the flavors too, don't you? Like the barbecue and the...
No, straight up regular.
Okay.
Normal.
Straight up regular.
I also thought I killed my daughter for a second because we were tubing and 2 boats came by me, opposite direction of the way I was going.
Yes.
And their wake hit and it swelled.
Yeah.
And I no kidding, probably 8 feet or so in the air, she shot off the tube, but she hit her face, so her face was bloody because her nose started bleeding. So,
oh my goodness.
I went into full-on dad mode. I turned the boat around. I didn't even, like, hardly stop it before I was diving off the boat to, like, go rescue my kid. And she was crying. And I was like, look at me. Look at me in the face right now. You're okay, babe. That was awesome. Yeah. And I started getting into that. And it didn't super work. But she got back on the tube one more time after that. So
that's good dadding.
See, right that's there. Good dadding.
She got back on the tube.
I told her, I was like, you know, dadding. You're gonna. I went into this full-on spiel about how you're gonna love this story. You're gonna be talking about this later with your friends. You're gonna be like, yeah, my dad took me out, and I blah blah blah. And I was bloody nose. Believe me, sis, you're gonna tell the story later.
Mm-hmm,
so she bought into that.
Mm-hmm. My dad.
Tell Noelle.
She did tell Noelle, which is the ex-wife. In case anyone that doesn't know me. So I heard no blowback, though.
That's awesome.
And I'm taking sounds them to the lake again in 2 weeks, so we'll see.
Even better.
That was good parenting because my dad bought me a four-wheeler when I was 6 years old. And by the time I was 8 years old, I was really comfortable in that four-wheeler. And we had a little jump in the backyard, and I launched it. But the problem is I started getting a little too brave. And him and all his friends are out in the back watching me in the field drink beers, doing their whole thing. I landed... And I hit the sewer cap, like, you know, those metal, concrete embankments. And I flew over the handlebars and I skidded real hard. And my feelings were hurt because everyone definitely saw it happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to stand up and then my own four-wheeler ran me over from behind.
Oh, God.
So I got, like, stood up and got immediately knocked back down and run over by my own four-wheeler.
Did your dad have you get back on the four-wheeler?
No, he roasted the fuck out of me in front of everybody for, like, 30 minutes while I cried.
Well, I felt sorry for my kid because she's crying and obviously distraught.
I was crying. I had a bruise with a grass stain. Like, hit the ground so hard I grass stained my skin, and I bruised, and my dad was like, retard. I was like, thanks, man. And he goes, remember, whatever you... Never mind.
No. Well, she tells, whatever you do with her.
Never mind. This is Me Too cancel culture. I can't just out my dad.
So anyway, in the truck later that night, my daughter...
I told that off air.
Oh, that's right. I did too.
So I was like, I'm not just going to out my dad, so he immediately gets in jail for things he said to me in the past.
So my daughter in the truck later that night on the way home, she was just telling me how... She was like, I didn't know whether to come up and say that it was so fun and that I had fun and I was glad and I got thrown off and it was a blast. I was like, no, tell me the truth. Like, if I accidentally hurt you because you got a swell and I didn't mean, because I was only going like 14 miles an hour. Like,
that's not fast on a tube.
No, it's not. I mean, it
feels fast, but.
But it isn't.
In hindsight,
it's not the wreck that she had. I told it was the gnarliest wreck I've seen on a tube in a long time.
Probably didn't help you're going so slow either.
And the swell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just like took the whole ramp. It didn't skip it at all.
Yeah.
So anyway, I feel good about it. I appreciate you guys letting me talk about my mom.
Always.
I'm just so light now. Yeah. Like, I'm ready to live.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Dude, we talk about our parents on here a lot.
Done.
We talk about them a little bit on air.
It's kind of like beating a dead horse in my case, though. We talk about my mom, like, every podcast. And then you just remember, it's just like, God damn it. I got to fucking give her a shout out so you get the Ouija board out one more fucking time.
So I don't know that I know. Is your mom actually alive?
Oh, my mom's dead as fuck.
No.
So when you said beating a dead horse, was that also?
That was, yes.
I also let off
There's
the SE.
There's another joke inside
I also left the SE a little silent, so it sounded like dead whore. So.
I take it you didn't super get along with your mom?
No, she was a crackhead. Like, I'm a miracle
baby. Like an actual crackhead?
Yeah.
Is that how she died?
I mean, that's not the official record according to her parents, but yes. They lied to me and said it was a car crash. But they, like, keep records of car crashes, so it's pretty obvious that's not what happened. I'm not...
So she, like, OD.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to get out of this. I'm thinking of a segue.
We're down.
I'm looking at the ceiling right now. So
I'm cool as fuck with it, bro.
Hey, you guys got some sweet ceilings here. Is that white paint?
Cool as fuck with it, though. That's what...
How old are you when she died?
I was transitioning to first grade.
So you were young.
I was young. But here's the thing, is it's worked out really well for me because anytime I visit her now, we don't have a choice but to be 6 feet apart because she's 6 feet under.
God damn it.
Very true. COVID always applies.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
And you probably could. It'd be hard to catch it from your mom.
In one. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm still looking for a segue and I don't know.
Are we done?
You don't want to talk about dead parents anymore?
Oh, we can. My dad was cremated, so.
My mom was too.
I'm pretty sure.
My mom was cremated. That's why when we got rid of her ashes, I definitely did the LeBron James.
You did. You did the clap.
Yeah.
In first grade.
Yeah.
You're a first grader. That's solid.
Yeah.
That's good. I like
it. It was cool. That jersey was way too small for my fat ass, though. I was a thick kid.
We definitely went over a tight 30.
Yeah, it's fine. This is a therapy session, not a real podcast.
I don't even know. In the middle there, I forgot we were recording.
So here's the thing, too, though. I do want to bring up your dead dad.
Okay.
You actually had a decent relationship with him.
I did.
And you don't hate him.
That's
correct. It makes it really hard for me to talk shit on it.
It doesn't bother me any.
I know, but it's weird because, like, I hate my mom, so I'm willing to go hard in the paint on it.
Yeah.
And I really like making people uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
The first time I met Justin's parents...
Oh.
They're literally asking me about my parents, and I'm in the back seat, and Justin's dad's driving, and Justin's in the front seat, so they can't see my face. And they're like, oh, what did your mom do? I'm like, fucking nothing, dude. She didn't do shit all day. She just fucking lays there. And then he was like,
Then
Justin's dad's like, yeah, sounds like a lazy bitch to me, too. Haha. Like, he's like making jokes, getting along with it. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, well, what's she like? And I was like, she's super down to earth. Super down to earth.
Oh my.
And they were like, well, does she have like a job or anything? I was like, oh, she's super dead. And he, like, the truck stops. He's like, where the neighborhood just slams to a stop. And he goes, oh my God. And I was like, oh, is this not cool to do? I thought I was being funny. Like, everyone's really upset, like, in the car right
Justin,
now.
You're not allowed to be friends with him anymore.
Everyone's so upset in the car.
Oh, man.
Good times, though.
Are we going to get into any segments at the end here? Or
we got Matt here, so we'll just do the one.
Do one.
So we'll do.
Oh, wait, we have segments?
We have one, because I wanted you here. This is the reason I wanted you
on
the podcast, is because I wanted you to
get
in on this.
Because we think
it's a different
opinion.
I'm so ready.
So this is a thing called deal breakers.
Okay.
This means, so you're dating, this is your first date with the perfect person.
Yes. First date with the perfect person.
She's hot, she's got the personality you want, she's making all the money. Like, she's completely, like, if you were to think of the perfect girl, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But Nigel's
one
case,
catch.
It's girl making all the money. He really likes to say that.
Oh, dude, listen.
So
I don't give a fuck about old school norms or whatever like that.
Yeah.
If you want me to wear a fucking French maid outfit and clean the house while you make all the money, boo-boo, I got you. That's
you got
why
it?
I married
that's
the perfect wife for
okay.
me.
Okay,
so
there you
she
go.
She hits me sometimes. It's okay. I don't cry that much. But the whole deal is it's a deal breaker. So there's one thing that's not perfect about her, and we have to decide, or you have to decide, whether it is okay enough or there's too much to overcome.
So if it's called deal breakers, it's the thing that I couldn't continue
right,
on.
Right, so I'm going to tell you what's wrong
not
with
not the
her.
Thing that I could give it a pass.
So
well, here,
I'm
going to so
tell you what's wrong with her.
And you decide, is that
if you can deal with it or not.
Oh, so you're going to give me the things.
I'm
going to
give you the deal breaker.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, bring it.
Yes.
It's only one, and we can talk about it and debate it
and
come to a conclusion.
You're going to answer from us as well.
Is this thing you're about to read me a deal breaker?
Yes.
Okay, read it. Give me it. I'm ready.
Constantly gets simple things wrong on a very problematic level and argues against easily provable facts. So you go, hey, that's a beautiful red flower. And she looks over, she goes, that's blue, you dumb bitch. Like, aggressive and wrong about almost everything.
And dead serious.
And listen, she's not. It's not a joke. It's not a gig.
It's how she feels.
It's how she is. So you'll be like.
So she really does see a blue flower.
Well, no,
she thinks she does.
That's what
I mean.
She'll be like, in her mind, it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be
mm-hmm.
like...
She's not trying to annoy me on purpose.
Right. No,
she thinks she's funny.
No, it's legitimately... She's just wrong all the time and will not budge.
Ooh.
So, like, you'll be like, man, it's been a good Thursday. She's like, you mean Wednesday, you dumb fuck? Like, she's aggressive about it, too.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter
is
when
she?
Or where.
The only thing I'll say about this is we're all fairly similar personalities where we all like to be right. Now go.
Hold on, though. Yes.
But, I know you.
There's one thing about, like, wanting to be right and one thing about, like, you just are right most of the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I'm just right most of the time.
But sometimes you have to, not necessarily, yes, you are right, and you're right in the situation, but now we have to prove to somebody else that we're right.
But can you?
I only give you so much energy, and after that, I just write you off as dumb.
You're done, that's it?
As dumb.
So
no,
for
no,
you,
no.
you're
no,
saying
I heard
deal-breaker.
What you said, but...
For me, it would be a deal breaker after, like, the second attempt.
So here's my question.
But you're on the
Hold
first
on. I got to have more. Yeah. There's got to be more information.
Okay.
What's her salary?
No, perfect.
Whatever it means for
whatever
you.
Whatever that
so,
means.
So six makes, figs plus.
Sure.
If that works.
All right, so she's making a hundo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 100K.
Okay.
And
that's
and
perfect.
She's banging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's hot banging, and she's good at banging.
Yeah.
All
so
all
the things.
All of it.
Perfect.
She thinks I'm funny?
Yeah,
sure.
She's perfect.
She thinks I'm hot.
Yes.
Okay. She eats regular food, not fucking only Whole Foods stuff.
No. Yes. No,
exactly.
Correct.
She'll go get a Bueno burrito with me.
Yes. Right.
Okay. Oh,
so she might call it a taco when it's a burrito. Yeah,
she might.
But
oh, she's yeah, still, that's what I'm saying.
But she's still going to go with you.
If I didn't stay with her, could I at least let Josh have her?
No.
No?
Josh no. doesn't even get her.
No.
Okay.
I mean, Josh this has would be called a deal every breaker deal breaker so far a deal breaker, every one of them.
Well, that's why he doesn't have anybody.
Right.
So
he was like, she has one cat,
he plays
I'm
this.
Out.
He plays this damn game in real life, guys.
Yeah.
He got
hypothetical.
Do you
Josh.
Have a Tinder? Have you ever tried a Tinder? Okay, I'm just curious. Have you had any success on Tinder? Okay. I've never done it, like so. I don't know. Like, she was my last shot at not joining Tinder. If she had not answered, I would have joined Tinder.
So here's the thing about deal breaker.
Yeah.
I this is real talk, serious answer. Yeah. I don't know that I would call it a deal breaker because I would just know that she's dumb, mm-hmm. but she made hella good money and she's good at everything else.
Right.
Everything and you're just kind of dumb sometimes, yeah. you know, whatever. I can still get my bomb ass boat that I want to get because you gotcha. Have a nice salary.
But she might call it a kayak.
Yeah.
I don't care because yeah. she can have so much fun on that kayak.
Okay.
Well, I would true. Almost play into it for the benefits of it.
It'd be a bit for you. See, that's this is refreshing because I was so
I
hard against it.
Yeah.
But I could see myself because my favorite thing
if
in the world is...
If she's perfect in every other way.
Exactly.
And she's just kind of dumb, you're going to joke dumb her all day long to your buddies,
see,
to
exactly.
her. And she's going to be like, I am right. And you're like, no, it's not. It's a fucking boat. It's not a kayak.
But the thing is you could even buy into it too.
Or be fun about it.
Because this is my
guys,
favorite thing.
Guys, let's go kayaking.
This
woo, woo, woo.
My favorite thing in the
start
world.
Start the motor.
You can pull a tube on a kayak. Hell yeah, you can.
Go to fucking McDonald's
with my baby
or something
boo.
And be like, yeah, let me get the pepperoni pizza. And they look up because you're confident as fuck. So I would start agreeing with her when she does
right.
wrong shit to other people.
Yes,
so
as a joke for you.
Yes, because
so
it's
she
funny
brings,
to me.
She brings comedic value to your life because
exactly.
she's
see,
stupid.
I didn't see that at first. I just saw how annoyed
plus,
I was.
She's
I liked
hot,
that.
Good in bed and banking.
Yeah.
If she was broke, peace out. I'm not putting
that's where you
ass.
Draw the line. He's like, I don't care if
okay.
you're hot.
Let's be
banging,
honest.
But
I'm very
broke,
I,
out.
Hot does not win the day for me.
Yeah, I gotcha. So
Josh
she makes
vehemently.
$50,000 instead of
Josh
six
is
figures
like, she
plus.
Could be homeless, but if she's hot as fuck, man.
See,
so,
it,
here we
here,
go.
No,
here we go. Here
I would
go.
Call it. I would call it a deal breaker if she made 50K. If she made 75 plus, I'm calling it not a deal breaker.
75, you're good.
75 plus, yeah. I'm good.
Okay, so one that we've had. So you brought me around a little bit, so I went from a hell no to just a no. Deal breaker for me. Where
yeah.
are you at?
I'm very materialistic, though. Let's be real. That's just an honest-to-God confession. I like stuff. I think things that you can buy and do are fun. I'm okay. a materialistic dude. And if I can have a person, because I was married for 13 years, and mm-hmm. she didn't earn a dime.
Right.
And so, and I make a pretty good salary, and I'm like, what do I have to show for it? Except a divorce. Nothing.
Yeah.
And two children.
That's true.
Jeez.
Without her. But see, that's like the cliche thing guys say. I try not to say that very often. Like, without you, I don't have those goods. I mean, that's obvious, right? Like, I don't know any
no,
guy that's going
to
be like,
true.
She
listen,
gave me these damn kids
no,
too.
What you have to say is, without you, I would have half of these kids, because your jizz is 50%.
It's true. They would look weird as half humans.
Yeah, a little wiggly.
Okay, wait, so wait. I brought you to at least just a no
right.
instead of a
you,
hard.
You
no.
waved me a little bit because of the comedic value that you said. You
yeah, and yeah,
and
you could look at her like, you're so stupid. I'm going to play this up. I'm going to tell all of our friends that we're getting on a kayak. Because
I would
right
just
now.
Show up, wait for her to be a Karen, and be like, no, she's fucking right.
Yeah, and then they're going to know that you're playing along with your stupid
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
And they'll do it too. This is a sweet kayak. How much was it? $60,000.
I guess for me, mine is I'm hard type A, so I need to be right. So I don't like to argue.
Okay, hold on, pause. Let me just challenge your logic. Because she's a dumbass does not mean you're not right.
No, I know that.
She
but
just won't ever
I
see
need
it.
People
he
to
needs
know.
Validation.
So that's a different issue.
That's a whole different
it's issue. Not about you needing to be right. It's you needing to be validated in being right.
I need her to know that I am right.
Deep. I like this.
You know what I'm saying,
I
though?
Like I agree
like,
with what you're saying.
I need
because
her to know
I have
that
a personality
I am right.
that I'm like, you're a dumb bitch and I know I'm right. That's a red flower. You're stupid. It's
yeah, no,
blue.
I get that.
Every other person on this earth knows that's red. You have a good vagina and you make good money.
But again, the problem is this is a first date. I don't
date,
know
it's
this about her.
Definitely not a deal breaker.
Okay, I don't know this about her.
Think about
her.
Some crazy things we've done.
I've had worse real life first dates than a girl who thinks a flower's red.
I get 10 dates in, and she's still arguing with me, and I don't know. The problem is you don't really
know.
You gotta smash early. Jeez. Anyway.
You gotta smash.
Aaron waited until he was married. Shut your mouth.
You gotta at least poop shoot smash early.
Oh God. Anyway.
Did you wait on that, Aaron? Would you like to weigh in on that truth?
The poop hole loophole? Listen.
That is the loophole. I agree.
The poop hole loophole.
Yeah.
Josh didn't understand the fucking rules and went in hands first.
That's true.
Yeah,
now, that is a different poop hole, though.
Yeah, no, but he was poop hole. He didn't understand the rules when he heard that.
So you're not okay enough in your own skin to date a bomb-ass, beautiful girl who makes really good money and is awesome in every way, but she's kind of dumb because she gets things wrong. And no, you're right, and you know you're right because you're just, you know, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good enough. She has to validate your rightness?
I just feel
that's
like...
That's such a pussy move.
And no, that's not, no, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I don't like to argue.
You just
don't. You just know you're right.
Yeah.
Nah.
If it's that obvious, the shit y'all are saying right now, if it was like a legitimate, there's other people on that side.
Yeah.
I kind of get where you're coming from there. Like, babe, I just want you to side with me. I know other people think that. I want you to think this though.
Yeah.
Because we're one. Blah, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But if it's like that is a red flower that's very obviously blue.
Sure.
That is like, yeah, you're just fucking stupid.
But that's
I'm glad
too,
you make
though,
good money.
Is if. Because like you said, if you are mentally aware that she's just going to argue you on every point, the way to counter that is to just tell her she's correct and just let it be, even though you know internally that you are. You know what I mean?
And if being right is all that matters, you're still right.
You still have to bring her around family.
No, but here's the thing, though.
Oh, yeah, your family just is going to have to know she's kind of stupid. Like, my family knew Noelle was kind of a bitch.
but to be fair...
That's a true story. My wife brought coolers full of organic food to Thanksgiving. You know how embarrassing it is as a man that you bring your family and she brings a cooler full of food, her own turkey, her own stuffing, her own potatoes, her own.
Well,
and everyone's like, let's eat. And then my kids go to the damn cooler while everyone else has family Thanksgiving. I had to, in that moment, just know I'm not batshit crazy like you.
You just had, hey, okay.
No. Now, in all fairness... We're getting divorced, so now, there's that. So I'm not saying,
thing,
but at least if you divorce a 100K woman, you get half of that shit.
You know that.
According to Ashley's lawyer, this is not true.
That's actually there's.
According to Ashley's lawyer,
we've had discussions. What actually happens is I'm lucky if I get away with the shirt off my back.
Oh, okay.
Because she's provided everything to me.
Yes.
I owe her my life. I don't even think I get to keep my name, actually. I think if we get divorced, I have to change my name.
One thing she is definitely getting are them water socks and that fanny pack.
Oh, she's taking those with
her.
She's taking those. For sure.
That way I don't have an excuse as to why I'm not getting laid anymore.
That's right. You can feel free to masturbate.
Because it's just me sad in a one-bedroom apartment.
Still.
Does that do it for the segment? I mean, my answer is I'm not calling it a deal breaker.
That's smart.
I would at least weigh it out. I would at least weigh it out.
Because I still use the agree with you to avoid the argument tactic on Ashley a lot. Just because we disagree doesn't mean it's worth arguing over.
Now, the thing that would get annoying to any of us is the blatant truth that it is that she can't see. Like, that would get annoying.
I feel that way anyway when it comes to conspiracy theories and what's real and what's not real.
But that's just because you believe in what you believe in so hardcore. And that's okay,
sort
too.
Of. I'm open to it, but the hard thing
you're
is...
You're open to discussion, but you have a hard stance.
I agree, but I can be swayed like you swayed me on this. The hard thing is finding someone else who is also not buried in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you both can... Because that's what Aaron and I... We don't necessarily agree on everything, but we can find a ground that we do agree on and stick to it.
Yeah.
We've talked about masks. We've talked about COVID. We've talked about...
Killing the Jews.
We talked about Wayfair.
Which we were against, by the way.
I was going to say, I don't know what.
Hey,
what?
Hey, there's an argument to be had. Anyways.
For killing the Jews?
No.
Oh. I was like, what
there's
are
an
you
argument to be
about?
Had that it's okay.
I didn't say about what topic. So, all I'm saying is people need to have
all
just
I'm
a more
is,
open
bring
mind
Alex Jones
discussion.
Back.
Hey, they canceled him real hard.
I know we're over time. I was totally going to bring up Epstein and see what y'all thought about that. Don't answer. Okay. Save it.
Okay. Maybe next time.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about. We're going to have to do one of these every week for the foreseeable future because football's not happening. Yep.
So we'll wait.
We'll wait.
It's cool.
All right, guys. That's the podcast.
That was fun. Thanks for having me on as a guest.
Of course. You're always welcome. You know that. Josh, you're welcome to hop on the mic anytime you'd like, just so you know.
If you have any thoughts or opinions and not just here to get roasted, that'd be great.
But he also has lots of head shakes and hand gestures.
Yeah, I mean, he's putting input in.
Yeah.
Him laughing makes me laugh, even though you can't hear it on the microphone. Same with Ashley. Her laughing makes me laugh,
head thrown back all the way back in the chair.
Like leaning back.
Yeah, like almost fall over.
Yeah, but very quiet because he's a very professional.
Unpaid.
Unpaid. And our producer, and we love him.
But since we're back to that and we're closing out, don't forget the hotline's open.
That's right.
If you have a girl for Josh,
Facebook Messenger,
send it through. Pictures are phone number wanted if you have them.
Nigel's phone number, Josh's phone
just
number.
Just drop nudes for every ex girls and we'll decide if those are good enough.
I don't know. That need.
Oh, here he goes. He's going backwards.
If you
heads
want,
up, that
if
heads
you want,
up.
Josh, if you want, for real, I'll just start setting you up with my ex girls and we'll just see how it goes for you.
If you want, you can have my ex wife.
God. You'd be a good stepdad, bro.
Dude, I would love to be a good stepfather, my children.
Okay, I think that's it. We done, guys?
It's just so you could punk Josh in front of your children. God. That's what it is.
I'd bow up on him all the time. I'd be like, hey, Parker, you know your brown daddy?
Your brown daddy.
That's how he's six. He doesn't really get it.
B daddy. What's up?
It's all good. Guys, thanks for listening. Love you guys.
Hey, and remember, guys, just like a Kanye West... God. Just like a Kanye West presidential rally. I almost killed my daughter.